difference.
But Dorothea, this is a much more intact copy of this book.
Oh, that's the charred book I saw upstairs.
Huh. Well, I guess they had more than one copy. It's a whole church, I reckon.
What is it?
I suppose.
I'm not completely sure. May I?
Sure.
She'll take the book and open it carefully.
Okay. You extremely succeeded on your Latin check earlier, didn't you?
Yeah, I have 60.
Yeah, and you rolled
in
real
language
low,
Latin, and so. I've rolled like a 6 or some nonsense.
Really good considering it wasn't even Latin.
The book, there is more of it that is readable here. There are still chunks that are missing, but you could theoretically read this book. It is written in Latin and deals with the occult.
So, Sister Dorothea, I had been. Sister Dorothea will carefully open up the book to some random pages and kind of peruses the contents, and both her eyebrows kind of go up. This seems like some sort of spell that requires a child's blood.
Well, just poppycock. No offense.
Some of this seems almost nonsensical. And then there's something here that says something about people contracting something called the Green Decay. I've never even heard of that.
Oh, I think my aunt had that once.
Roll medicine?
Oh, sure.
Ooh, yeah.
Shit.
Oh.
Jen, okay. What's the Green Decay?
Okay, well, let me see.
I got a 45 out of 60.
I don't think my phone's gonna
survive. If the actual work describes it, but we'll...
It's, you get that decay and it's kind of green.
I thought it was, I was like, he's going with gangrene is what he's thinking of, obviously. Yeah.
Well, I was going to see if maybe, since it's, a disease, maybe Dr. Quincy may have heard of it.
It's not fin rot, because you're a marine biologist.
No.
It's not ick, that.
It's not it, yeah. It's
not the ick.
I was trying to, I'm just going to go to sleep here. Would you like
So it refers to stuff kind of heavy into the mythos, so
yeah. Then you wouldn't be rolling medicine, you would be rolling occult. Or no, actually Cthulhu mythos.
Oh, well, I have a 0 in that.
Yeah, the thing is you start out with a 0 in it.
Yeah. Because this specifically refers to something relating to a fictional character in the Cthulhu mythos. So.
Okay.
The thing with medicine is, he's, probably never heard of it because it's not an actual thing. Or maybe odds are there was a person who said that's what they had, and it was like they chalked it up to being some sort of pseudoscientific thing.
I see that, Jake, and no, you have no idea. None whatsoever. In fact, you think that it might be fin rot.
First of all, I thought it was gangrene. Go fuck yourself.
That's what I was gonna give the good doctor if he had failed. But since you've succeeded, is nothing you've ever heard of in your time as a doctor or a marine biologist or any of your casual reading of maladies that can befall the human form.
But Dr. Rockwell knows 100%, 99% sure, that it is gangrene.
I've studied the biological sciences for many years, not to brag, and I have never come across anything that could be described as the green rot.
The green decay.
I'm sure that all your fish patients would agree with you.
Dr. Quincy just rolls his eyes at Dr. Rockwell, and apparently it was enough to make John.
Dr. Rockwell's a dick.
Thinks he's funny.
Well,
just like me.
John's funny.
So your character, Sister Dorothea, since you've got such a bomb-ass role, read Latin role, could spend some time reading that book.
Okay.
It'll take 3 hours, though. Oh, who knows? Actually, I do. I hit this thing over.
No. One knows.
Okay. So, just how late in the day is it?
If you spend 3 hours reading it, it's going to be like 9 p.m.
So, is there a time limit on when we're supposed to like finish this?
Not according to the landlord. To me, yeah, midnight.
Well, so, I mean, in universe.
No.
So, I was going to say just maybe like.
She's going to take the book with her, but okay. She's going to.
We set up.
She's going to be reading it.
What'd you say?
Sister Dorothy is going to take the book with her, but she's going to be reading it as they.
Okay.
Go around.
Unless you like camp out for the next 3 hours, you won't be able to finish it. While also exploring the rest of the module.
That's fine.
Okay.
Dr. Quincy was going to suggest, it seems reasonable that because it's so late, He's probably going to suggest maybe they like meet back at the residence tomorrow.
Okay.
The Norbit. No.
Corbett.
There you go.
Norbit.
The house.
That house is lost.
That's somebody way different.
Nope, absolutely not.
That's perfectly fine.
Okay.
And maybe it would be a good idea to go into the House of Mystery in the morning instead of in the night.
Well, it's late. Honestly, it's been a long day. Perhaps it would be better if we met in front of the Corbett's residence tomorrow. Give you the Sister Dorothea here a chance to do some reading. Maybe we can prepare. I'm not a superstitious person, but perhaps most people wouldn't enjoy investigating a supposedly haunted location after dark.
A sensible idea.
It would allow us to not let fear creep into our minds and influence our observations.
Fair enough.
And of course, the light will be better.
Indeed.
All right, so you all agree to reconvene in the morning in front of the old Corbett house?
Sure.
All right, Sister Dorothea, do you decide to read this volume?
Yes, she will. She's going to do it once she gets back to the convent, and she's going to do it in the library.
Okay.
So that she has other books available for reference.
Okay. None of the other books that you have in the convent are helpful with this. Maybe with some of the translation of some words you don't recognize, but nothing else refers to the absolutely aberrant information.
It does mention one of the things under here is it does specifically mention Yolth or Yoth.
And you do you spend about 3 hours reading it. And you do learn some of the almost maddening secrets of the mythos and Yoth. And you gain 2% in the Cthulhu mythos knowledge. However, opening your mind to these ancient secrets also causes your maximum sanity to drop down from 99 to 97.
My maximum sanity is 70.
No, that can't be right.
Well, so your sanity is equal to your power.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so my sanity is also 70.
And the highest your sanity can be, because we're using the quick start, your standard rate, your highest score is an 80.
Yeah, so it still drops down from 99 to 97. So if you ever gain sanity for some reason over that...
So my sanity isn't 70?
No, your sanity is...
It lowers 70. Your max, not your present rating, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the maximum I could ever have would be 97.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if there is something that happens in the full rules that allows you to gain more sanity over...
Gotcha.
By the way, your maximum sanity drops by 2 because your mind has been open to the truth of the world.
Mm-hmm. But if you ever go to therapy...
I don't think she sleeps all that well.
No. Your sleep is troubled by visions of the descriptions... The description of Yoth, it seems to run through your mind. And when you wake up the next morning, the last thing and the only thing you can remember from your dreams is this symbol from the Chapel of Contemplation.
Proto Bill Cipher.
Yeah, Proto Bill Cipher. Does anyone...
Okay.
Do any of your characters have a telephone?
Sure.
I guess the church has one. I don't know.
I think I have one.
The offices have one.
Both of us.
You each have an individual one.
Yes, depending on which one you want to reach.
Dr. Quincy, you're...
They're right next to each other.
Of course they
are. Is Dr. Quincy a wake-up-early kind of guy? Or is he a make his own schedule kind of guy?
He's a make his own schedule kind of guy.
Then you are awakened by the screeching noise of your telephone clamoring from your office, your study.
Yeah, so he probably has a study. Yeah, so he'll probably like, and like shove on his glasses and, Dr. Quincy, what is it? Right, my mistake. We spent so much time researching and investigating yesterday that we thought it best to investigate the next day, that is today, in the full light of day.
Yes, okay, that does make sense, yes, okay. I was just making sure you hadn't taken the money and run.
Yeah, my apologies.
Okay.
We'll be getting on that today.
That is a great relief. Good luck, and just phone me back at my number, which is this. That I've just given you. It's 6. There's only so many.
I don't think that's how that ever works.
Be sure to give me a phone back so that I can know when to let the newspapers know the good news that I can start running ads for the house again.
Will do, Mr. Knott.
Yes, thank you.
Time is money, right? That's what they say.
Indeed.
Good morning to you.
That hasn't been invented yet.
He just did.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah. What?
Money's
been invented.
Yeah, not good for
time. I mean, I don't know about time,
Benjamin
but
Franklin said that.
Oh, well, Mr. Knott is taking credit for it.
Yeah. Benjamin Franklin's dead. Who's he going to argue with?
All right. So to save a little bit of time, the six of you reconvene at the near the...
Five. Three. Four, five.
Five of you. One of you brings your dog.
Oh, no, there's a triplet. They're triplets. They're triplets now.
Dr. Rockwell comes in as the two other Northcutts.
We've got a Northcutt and a Southcutt, an Eastcutt and a Westcutt.
Oh, jeez.
He's not a con man. He's just fucking crazy.
Hey, there's only supposed to be one crazy guy here, maybe.
To five of you.
Yeah. Two.
No.
Two.
No, we're one. Wait. They just start arguing between each other. Are we crazy? Are we not crazy?
Well, you're definitely the crazy one.
I don't know. I'm dead.
The five of you reconvene in front of the old Corbett place. The brick building is overshadowed by taller, newer office buildings on either side.
Right.
The house fronts the street. In the rear are overgrown plantings and half-collapsed arbor. Access to the rear exists on either side of the residence. Studying the house, even though it is now in the morning light, you're impressed by the way that it seems to withdraw into the shadows cast by the flanking buildings, and how the blank curtained windows hide all understanding of what lies within.
Yeah, I guess Dr. Quincy maybe woke up early because of his phone call, so he's already there and he's maybe smoking another cigar from the nice newspaper man.
Oh yeah, he will be happy to sell you another one and greet you top of the morning kind of deal.
So he's just sitting there smoking and waiting.
Are we the only sales this guy gets?
Yeah, apparently.
No, it's just, he's already dealt with his morning sales from everyone going into the office buildings. Mm.
I was his first customer this morning.
And maybe he rolled really low against my appearance 60. He just really likes me.
Yeah.
Oh, could be.
He's sweet on you.
Oh.
Oh, dear. Oh,
that's my sniffling rating down.
Gotcha. Mm.
Awful. That's awful.
That was really good.
I've been told it was awful and really good.
No, I guess awful. Pick your battle on that
just
one.
Awful in a really good way or really good in an awful way?
Nope, just awful.
All right, so you all get there. There's the house. It's a little bit run down, but it's still standing. Doesn't look like he's tended the yard recently.
Man, it would have been really awkward if we got there and it had just fallen down.
Problem solved.
It just needs the one more day.
Yeah.
Everyone sleep well? Is what Dr. Quincy will say when everyone arrives, because he's a little bitter about being woken up early.
Dorothea is already smoking a cigarette and is futzing with her rosary in one hand.
She's what?
Futzing.
Oh.
And fiddling.
I thought you said footseeing. I was like, what?
It's an anklet rosary. It's the fashion. Yeah.
All the young girls are wearing them.
She shows that they're down to clown. It's very inappropriate.
What?
I'm so mad you said nuns are down to clown.
Yeah, I'm mad about that too.
I would have preferred DTF to down to clown. Dr. Rockwell was, he is wide awake and reading a folded up newspaper, mm-hmm. Specifically looking at the...
Did you buy it from Dooley?
Yeah, but I didn't pay full price for it.
You talked him down a little bit?
No, I...
You stole it?
Did you lift
it?
No,
I just kind of stole the money and paid him the money. But I stole the money from him.
Oh, no.
So he doesn't realize it, so...
You're incorrigible. So, anyway, yes.
I don't know the meaning of the word.
No, you don't, so, but you're going to use it.
So anyway, he's reading a paper. What are they called? Like the numbers for like the horse tracks or whatever?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like he's reading like the results of races. He seems very awake and alert. He gets up early in the morning because, you know, early bird pulls one over on somebody.
Yeah, that's true. That's what I've heard. Did he have any money riding on any of the races?
Yes, he did.
Roll me a luck check.
Oh, fuck me.
Damn duplicitous birds.
I see it's an 89. That's no, you have lost a little bit of money.
That's
Is it a 980?
608. There we go.
You have lost a little bit of money on it.
Okay, well...
So you have definitely paid for this newspaper.
Well, he...
You lost somebody's money on it, let me put it that
you
way.
You could see him looking frustrated with a look of contemplation all across his face.
Now he gets the word.
Well, he's thinking consternation. So, he is upset, but he just kind of nods to everyone. There it is. I was looking for my cash.
Dr. Sorkot.
How much do I lose?
Say $6.
Jesus, I only had 7!
Oh, no, this was money you had already invested.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So then, well,
this is outside of the money that you had from
So then now I have $8.
The Northcott's squealing in their car, not just like
you do like an e-brake turner at the end of it.
Yeah,
right up against the. Geez.
Do they even have an e-brake?
They had to invent it for the doctor's Northcott.
That's right.
Doctor's.
I'm so tempted to make you roll a drive check every single time you drive.
Put points in it. That only brings it up to a 40, because it had to do it as a high.
You know what? You did spend time putting ranks into it. Why don't you roll me a drive on it?
Oh, God.
Good luck.
Oh, God.
100.
That's not good.
Yeah,
that's not... bad. 97.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, you come in, you can all hear this roaring engine noise coming down the road, and... you see his silver devil of a vehicle come, like, turning in on two wheels, and it darts down the street, and he like, hits the brake and spins it, and it jumps up onto the curb, onto the sidewalk in front of him.
Oh, there's the doctor.
That didn't go the way I wanted it to.
I'm sorry.
I was going to have him shout, Dooley, look out!
No, I'm not going to hurt Dooley. He's magnificent. So Dr. Northcott's have arrived, and a plume of rubber smoke follows him behind you.
He sits there for a moment and then just gingerly lifts his driving goggles.
Dr. Quincy lets out a shudder of, like... memory of just the brief amount of time he spent riding with him yesterday.
I think all of us have flashbacks to our life flashing before our eyes. And
Dr. Quincy got at least one more ride than the rest
of
y'all.
Yeah, that's true.
Can Dr. Rockwell reach over the steering column and say, give me that and take the keys?
No, because his windows are up. He doesn't ride with the windows down because his boss is gross.
We're not crazy.
I hate yous. Can he at least try and take the keys from him when he gets out?
Absolutely.
Give me the keys, McGee.
You gonna pull this shit against another player?
You're gonna
be that guy?
I'll get you to roll.
And we've got other shit to do.
You can roll fighting brawl, and the doctors can roll dodge or try to fight brawl back.
Oh,
what is it to fight brawl back?
Fighting brawl?
He's like, well, yeah, fighting brawl.
Okay.
Yeah, fighting brawl.
Now, he doesn't get double strength because he's two men, does he?
No. Okay. If you're fighting, if you decide to fight back, you can use your fighting skill. You need to achieve a higher level of success than he does. Or if you are dodging, use the dodge skill. The attacker needs to achieve a higher level of success than you. So if you fight back, you have to be higher than him. If you dodge, he has to be higher than your dodge.
What are you thinking, buddy?
Your damage bonus is probably a zero, so it's just straight up what you got.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. I just don't want him to take my keys.
That's why we're doing a fighting brawl.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it. Come on, buddy. Fuck me up.
Are you fighting back?
Oh, damn.
What are you doing, fighting back or dodging?
Well, I'm not dodging. I'm fighting back.
Okay, so you have to achieve a higher success than he does.
Which is to say,
higher success or a higher number?
A higher success.
Did you make a success on
just
this?
Roll your dice.
Oh, so antsy. I got a 31 out of 45.
God, I'm so bad at rolling for this.
Oh, no.
What's yours?
68.
Yeah, so you...
Out of 100?
Out of 45.
Oh.
So describe to me the scene as you wrench the keys away from the good doctors as he steps out looking quite pleased with himself on
yeah.
his parking job.
Yeah, that's exactly what
absolutely.
He was
doing. Nailed it. Yeah, hop the curb every time you park. Is that not how you do it? How do you get out? Like, I'd like to imagine that you're like tossing the keys like proudly, but that seems
no.
like no. You're like storing them in your mouth.
He gets out and puts them in his vest pocket. Can we hurry this along? Hey, oh my God.
Dr. Rockwell reaches out as you're trying to put that in your vest pocket. And without being too aggressive, because we're all friends here, he just kind of wrests them away from your hand and says, "Give me those, you madman." Who gave you a license? Are licenses a thing?
Yes.
Who gave you a license?
Are they issued by the state?
I assume so.
Men. Not man. And the state, naturally. Please return our keys.
And he says, "We don't need them right now, and you need to learn how to drive better." And he puts them in his pocket.
We shall have words about this later.
Okay.
Dr. Quincy's just like, yikes. He looks over at
you. You have a 10% chance to steal them back if you rolled a sleight of hand check. Just say.
Yeah, it seems pretty likely.
Dr. Quincy looks over at Sister Dorothea. She hasn't had a chance to do anything.
Yeah. Like I said, she is about halfway through a cigarette and is fiddling, turning her rosary over in one of her hands. She looks a little nervous and she has dark circles under her eyes.
Hmm.
But isn't really greeting anybody at the moment.
Long night with the book. Had plenty of those kind of nights myself.
This text is unsettling.
Hmm. More rituals about baby's blood and green decay.
Some description of some great being.
Some other great being? And he'll kind of eye your rosary.
Not natural. Not human. Not really.
Dr. Rockwell leans over and says, "Isn't that kind of what?" And he kind of motions like the rosaries.
"We are made in his image, sir."
Oh. Clearly, you don't mind eavesdropping.
None of us are having your shit today.
You are right
take
here.
Damage.
He whispered it.
Oh. Then I'll roll to hear it.
Yeah.
Roll to hear it.
Okay. Because
Brett, you don't even need the keys right now.
Because I'm good at that.
It's the principle.
Apparently.
Jesus. I'm going to have a tough enough time against
damn.
The game itself. I don't need this
okay,
shit.
Okay, I didn't hear you, so I didn't say that. Okay, she's a little too...
Just the quick.
She didn't hear Rockwell's exchange to Quincy, so she did not say that.
Can I get a piece of paper
for
me?
She's a little preoccupied. But I am trained and listen, so you watch out.
Oh, man.
Why are you stealing my paper?
Need a paper.
Is that a hobby or an occupation? Because do they teach the nuns so that when they're teaching Catholic school, they can listen to the kids passing notes so they can whack their knuckles with a ruler?
Well, they have to be able to hear the words of the Lord.
I have it as part of my occupation because listening is important.
If you were a priest, it'd be even more important.
I think Dr. Quincy also has listened because he has to listen to lectures his whole life, I'm sure.
No, there's the building. What do you investigators do?
I say we should probably dole out today's per diem, right? That seems like a... No? Okay. Well, let's go on in then.
We got paid for the job already. Dr. Rockwell.
Sweet Sister D over here only gave us some of the money.
I split the money that he gave me evenly between all of us.
Oh, I thought it was $28 each.
No.
No.
Oh, totally. Fuck me then. So I go ahead and leave.
Bye.
Well then, in that case, back.
No, by half of the car and driver.
In that case, shut up for the rest of the night. Go down there and hang out with
me. I'm gonna go sit in my car. And just...
Now, are you actually gonna do that? Or are you gonna come
no,
up with some?
No, we're good. He as much as he loves the money, he loves the idea of doing this and playing a long con with Mr. Knott.
That's correct.
Yes, he's trying to do a long con with him because this fancy-ass house, gotta be some good shit in here.
I mean, yeah, you might want to sell their flatware or something.
Yeah.
All right, there's the house.
We go in the house.
Okay, now, yes. Real quick, do you go in through the front door or do you want to investigate the backyard?
Second floor window.
Good. Okay, I mean... you'll have to do a check to climb up there, but I don't see why not.
Portal to hell? Can we go?
That is not a portal. You don't see the burning portal to hell.
No.
Not yet, anyway.
Is it just smoldering right now?
It's smoldering. It hasn't ignited yet. There's a climb check. You can go up to the second floor window.
I'm going in through the front door for now.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to charm the front door.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let me draw that so that you guys can see what you're dealing with.
Dr. Quincy's going to poke around the yard.
Dr. Rockwell will go
front
with
yard
the...
Front yard or the backyard?
Yes.
Okay. One and then the other?
Yes.
But it's unkempt, the yards. It does look like someone has lived here up until about a month ago, so it's not completely overgrown. Mm-hmm. There are a few child's toys. For a boy and a girl, because that was still the thing in this day and age.
And if they had multiple boys or multiple girls after whichever same gender they had, they would murder them.
Wow.
One of each. I don't think they quite established the 2.5 kid standard quite yet.
Next.
Yeah, people still had, I don't know, like 8 kids and shit like that in the 20s. They didn't really...
Some of them lived to the ripe old age of died in childbirth.
Hey, what are you talking about? That still happens. Anyway.
At a much lower rate than usual. If my global health class taught me anything, there are people dying from all sorts of stupid shit all over the world.
So front door that Dorothea goes in is right here. I haven't filled out the details because you haven't been there yet.
Right.
There are a pair of windows... here, another pair of windows here, and then one window here. There are no windows on the other side, but they are pulled closed. There's no windows up on this side.
Which is ironic because it kind of looks like it.
Yeah, it's because I want to draw
a straighter
line.
Which side is facing the street?
This side's facing the street.
So on the right side of the... Or excuse me, if you're facing the house, on the left side of the house, that side of the house has no windows.
Correct.
That is fucking weird.
Isn't it, though?
That's usually the window side of the house.
There's one window that faces you guys.
You said it with such conviction.
Faces you to the front, but again, it's pulled. So that's the blocks that are drawn off of it like that, those are windows.
All right. A lot of windows on one side.
No windows on the other side. Huh. That may be unusual to you, but you're not an architect, I guess. So.
Yeah. Well, I am, as I flip through my billfold and put in my architect card.
There's no role for that, so I'm just going to ignore
it. Is this like your dual disc or something? You just got to put it in attack mode, your fucking architect card.
So, Dorothea.
That's how this works.
When you open the door is locked, you use the key that you acquired from from Mr. Nond. Yes. You see there are several other locks on there. Four additional bolts have been added within the last year or two. They look rather new versus the one that's actually locked, which is an older one that probably matches the age of the house. And it's the only one that's locked currently, is the older bolt that the key fits and opens up.
She kind of, when she sees the additional locks, she kind of shudders and mumbles a prayer under her breath as she opens the door to the house.